Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Public Library Director Michelle Patrick, reviewing 2019. 2019 coming to a close here at the Indianola Public Library, and for everyone, I suppose, but kind of talk about the year of 2019 for the library. And I know following it, I've had a ton of fun. Talk about some of the events the library's put on.
Great. The library's had a great year. We kicked it off in January, where we rolled out a new mobile app, which people have really taken advantage of and allows them to check their account online, put things in hold, and then do automatic digital downloads right to their phone. So that's been a very popular addition to the library. But we've had a lot of fun events. In February, the Friends of the Library had their largest ever Breakfast with Dr. Seuss. In March, then the Friends had their big fundraiser for the year, our annual trivia night, and that raises money to pay for the summer reading challenge. We kicked off our summer reading challenge with an outdoor party. We had more than 600 people there to play lawn games, listen to live music, and enjoy food from a variety of vendors. We had a great turnout for RAGBRAI in August. We had more than 1,000 people come to the library to use the Wi-Fi and to relax and also to play bingo. We had lawn games also. In the fall, very busy, lots and lots of programs. The big one was our second annual Trunk or Treat on Beggar's Night, where every city department and IMU participated. And then last weekend, we just had our big Harry Potter weekend. So we had three separate Harry Potter-themed events. All were very, very successful. And then as we get to the end of the year, we're going to do some cleanup. We're going to paint the interior of the library.
All right. Well, I talked with a lot of library staff over the past last year, and there was a lot of talk of the younger kids obviously always love the library. The older people come in to use the library. But there were some goals of trying to get that middle age group in. And I think that, you know, the trivia nights and the bingo and the Harry Potter nights draws those people in. What have you seen for as far as getting kind of the 20 to 40 age people to come in and use the library?
We've had a lot of success for the younger, like the 20s and 30s. So a lot of those events, the murder mystery nights, those kind of things, getting a lot of those younger adults. As we move into 2020, we're going to look for activities for some of our more senior people that might come out to the library.
Awesome. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of those programs for the younger kids. Maybe some parents want to learn about the resources the library has. I know I had a ton of fun following the summer reading program. What else is there, including what do you guys have planned for the summer reading program?
Well, we're just getting started, and summer reading program is going to be a great program for families. Our family nights, we do those once a month. Those are becoming more and more popular. And also, we've just started Saturday story time. So that's something people have asked for a long time. And so it's the fourth Saturday of every month. We're doing those. Trying to do more evening programs, trying to do more weekend programs. Our young families are the biggest users of the library. So we're really trying to find activities that they can do.
As you look back on 2019, what are some of the things that stand out to you? I know for me, it was kind of RAGBRAI. I know you already mentioned that a little bit, kind of a once in a decade type thing. Is that something that stands out? And is there anything else?
Oh, RAGBRAI was great. That definitely stands out. Had more people than we ever expected to come to the library and had a great time. Just lots of programs, lots of family programs, big programs. It really stand out, pretty exciting. Kind of every season we have something big, kind of keep people coming back to the library.
But talk a little bit about the relationship with the community, the Friends of the Indianola Public Library. They obviously do a lot of work, and I feel like the community supports the library a lot as well.
We do have a huge support from the library community right now. We are doing our Friends of the Library membership drive. 94% of the Friends of the Library are people who give $100 or less. So very much it's a broad community support. Friends of the Library, they give us volunteer hours, but they also fund kind of the extra things that don't fall under the budget, such as the Harry Potter weekend things, those kind of extra fun things.
As you want to look forward to 2020, I know it's a very broad question again. What do you want to see here at the Indianola Library just in terms of community involvement, more programs, I guess? What are you looking forward to?
We are right now working on a big project with our children's section. We're going to make it easier for kids to find things. We're going to make it more user-friendly. So that is a big reorganizational project. Hopefully that will roll that out right after we reopen from painting. We do want to continue with what we're doing well and then expand programs. Programs are what people are really coming to the library for, so we want to keep up that good momentum.
Once again, that was Indianola Public Library Director Michelle Patrick reviewing 2019.
If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk in Enola.